Kia ora, this program is brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Wellington Access Radio, make your voice heard.
August Walter Galair, good you Capital Irish, Air Wellington Access Radio, Ahain, and all just shave funcha Ahain FM, is Misha Marion Grealis. August by my live, Erfa La Ur, No Marshin, Le Kiol, Nuux, August Okaji, No Imixi, Ershul, Anshot Wellington, Le Blos, Os Aaron. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Capital Irish on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM. My name is Marion Grealis, and I'm going to be with you for the next half hour with some music, news and events happening around Wellington with an Irish taste or theme. Up first, we will check in with our local Irish organisations and societies here in Wellington and see what's coming up on the events calendar. Now, mind you, as you can imagine, with COVID-19 Delta variant on our shores now, you'll likely have to take that into account when planning to attend any of these events and, I guess, be prepared for things to change. Next Thursday, the 28th of October, will be Film Club Night at the Hutt Valley Irish Society in Lower Hutt. The movie showing will be Float Like a Butterfly, and that was directed by Carmel Winters. The movie follows the story of Frances, who is a young woman from the travelling community in Ireland in the 1960s, and she dreams of being a boxer like her hero Muhammad Ali. So if you're keen to join in and watch the movie, head on out to Rarora Road on Thursday the 28th of October, and the film will be starting there at 7:30 p.m. This coming weekend at Awakarangi Park in Upper Hutt, the Wellington and Hutt Valley GAA were holding their Club Sevens tournament. And that, I guess, by the time this goes out, that will have been yesterday, the 23rd of October. But if you happen to hear the podcast before then, you might still be able to go along. Now, originally, that tournament was hoped to be a national event. But of course, with the changes in the COVID alert levels around the country over the last couple of months, they've had to change their plans. So now it's going to be a club sevens tournament. If you're listening to this before Saturday, the 23rd of October, and you're keen to have a look, the tournament will be starting there at 10 a.m. Weekly on Sundays, there are Kids Gaelic Games at Trafalgar Park in Waterloo in Lower Hutt. Now, those are free sessions, and children aged 4 to, I think, 13 can learn to play some of the key skills from Gaelic Games and then put them into practice with some mini games. So good opportunity to get a bit of a runabout and have some fresh air there. Also still on the events radar are the Wellington Irish sessions. So they're back on in the Welsh Bar on Tuesday evenings at the end of Courtney Place there near the Embassy Cinema. However, it's worth noting that, you know, with level two restrictions, there will be table service only, and everyone needs to wear a mask until seated. And of course, whatever events you go to, whether they be Irish events around Wellington or anything else, we would always hope that you would remember to scan in using the COVID-19 tracer app so that you can recall your movements. If a case pops up in Wellington, fingers crossed that won't happen anytime soon. But I think we need to be prepared. And of course, whenever you're indoors, wearing a mask will help protect you and the others around you. Well, that's about it for the events calendar. Let's have some music now. Now, I know that Finbar played a lot from the Chieftains last week in a lovely tribute show he put on there for Paddy Maloney. But I'd also like to play my own tribute this week. This song that I've selected comes from the Long Black Veil album, and that was released by the Chieftains in 1995. Now, that album was a series of collaborations with a whole host of international artists, including, among others, Van Morrison, with a really beautiful version of Have I Told You Lately That I Love You. There was Love is Teasin' with Marianne Faithfull. There was the Tennessee Waltz with Tom Jones, and the titular track, The Long Black Veil, with none other than Mick Jagger from the Rolling Stones. The track I've selected to play for you today is from that album and was the collaboration with Sinead O'Connor, and it is The Foggy Dew. Hope you enjoy. There we go, that was The Foggy Dew there, sung by Sinéad O'Connor in collaboration with the Chieftains. And we play that in tribute to the late Paddy Maloney, pipe player extraordinaire, who passed away on the 12th of October. Let's have a look at what's hitting the headlines back home now in Ireland. Much like ourselves here in New Zealand, there is a lot of discussion in the public space about opening up and the degree to which it's safe to do so, to remove those restrictions that were put in place to mitigate against the risks of the pandemic. Ireland was actually due to drop almost all of their COVID restrictions on Friday, the 22nd of October. From what I've read, the original plan was for almost all restrictions, including any requirements to be vaccinated in order to attend events, would be lifted, leaving the only remaining public health measures to be self-isolation when symptomatic and wearing masks in healthcare settings, indoor retail, public transport, things like that. However, COVID cases are sort of still rumbling along at around 1,500 per day, with daily deaths averaging kind of around the 4 to 5 mark. Now, that's a dramatic reduction since the start of the pandemic, or even earlier in 2021. But still, you know, it's serious enough that plans are being revised. So what they've announced now is that they'll still require vaccination certificates for indoor event settings like pubs, restaurants, cafes, and indeed nightclubs, which will be allowed to reopen from the 22nd of October. In what I had to read twice to make sure I'd understood it, reopen apparently in a full seated capacity. Now that made me wonder if you, what do? You bring a chair with you onto the dance floor, or maybe there's chairs or stools already on the dance floor and you book them for 15 minute slots. Now on closer investigation, apparently dancing will still be allowed, but there was a couple of people questioning the fact that live music venues apparently still have to have their audiences fully seated. So devil's always in the details, as you can imagine. So there's still a little bit of negotiation, I think, to be completed there. Outdoor events have had their maximum capacity caps lifted in Ireland, so that live sports events can, in theory, be at full capacity from now on. It is encouraging to see that happening. But I did notice, and you may have seen this yourselves, on New Zealand media lately, that Ireland, you know, has been presented as a global front runner due to the high levels of vaccination. And it is true that Ireland has achieved high vaccination rates, but sadly, as we can see from the recent numbers that I just mentioned, you know, high is great, but higher is better. And so, you know, while you're still in that sort of, you know, mid-80s mark, you know, COVID can still reach people and potentially put a lot of additional pressure on the country's health system, even though you've got those high vaccination rates, you know, particularly, I guess, with children still not being eligible. And I think there is a tricky balance to be had here when, you know, we read stories here in New Zealand about, you know, oh, things are great in Ireland, they're opening up. I can see the benefits to giving people hope and, you know, maybe nudging them along to vaccinations by showing us that other countries are removing restrictions and opening up once we get those high levels of vaccination, you know, waving that sort of carrot of freedom. But on the flip side of that, I also think, you know, some of those stories weren't telling the full story. And, you know, it's important, I think, to be realistic and honest. And yes, Ireland has done really well and had a really good vaccination campaign, but it's not really accurate to paint a picture of everything, you know, being absolutely fine and back to normal. And I did actually see some more recent articles in recent days that were maybe giving a more realistic picture. But of course, in any case, as Finbar reminded us all on last week's show, the one action that is within our control, within our power, for most of us at least, is to get vaccinated against COVID-19. Serious illnesses, hospitalizations, deaths, they are all dramatically reduced amongst the vaccinated. So I do encourage any of our listeners, if you're able to do so, please get vaccinated. And if you are worried, best advice there really is to have a chat with your GP or a health service provider, and they can maybe help work through any concerns or questions that you have. We'll head to some more music now, and it struck me during the week that I haven't heard Paddy Casey in a while, and so I went looking online for Saints and Sinners, and I was shocked, absolutely shocked, I can tell you, to discover that it is 18 years ago since Saints and Sinners came out, which means that, you know, adults, people with the ability to vote, have been created since this song was a hit. And honestly, that makes me feel like I need a bit of a lie down. Let's have a listen now to Paddy Casey with Saints and Sinners.
Well, anyone can lose it all. Well, anyone can lose it all. When you don't heed your warning's call. Well, anyone can lose it all. Well, anyone can make a mess. Anyone can make a mess. Just take so much and make it less. Well, anyone can make a mess. And you got time and streets making saints and sinners. Link on sheets making losers from winners. Let's know what your dream. Well, anyone can be a saint. Well, anyone can be a saint. And you just forget that you ain't. We can go and be a saint.
should be. You know I wish we'd had more time. You know I wish we'd had more time. You know I think it was a crime. The things we'd waste, trying not to waste our time. We got time and streets making saints and sinners. Blink on sheets making losers for winners. Let's know what your dreams should be. We got time and streets making ends for beginners. Shuffling feet on these losers and winners. Let's know what your dreams should be.
Welcome back to Capital Irish on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM. You will find links to our podcasts on our Facebook page. And also if you go to podcast.capitalirish.nz, there you will find shows going back to April of this year. And please do let your friends know if you think they'd like the show. Looking at some other news making headlines back home, I saw that we sadly lost two poets this past week in Ireland, and those are Brendan Kennelly and Máire Wakanchi. Let's have a listen to a clip from RTE News on their passing.
Brendan Kennelly was a proud Kerryman, a native of Ballylongford, but he later moved to Dublin and was to spend more than three decades at Trinity College, becoming Professor of Modern Irish Literature and adopting the city as a second home.
Cutting through the slack city like a knife through flesh.
Brendan Kennelly wrote more than 30 books of poetry, as well as novels, plays and works of translation, and won many awards, including the Irish Pen Award in 2010.
If you write, let it be accessible. If you have something to say, let it be said, and let people understand what you have to say. And Brendan was just like that. He had a beautiful voice as well.
Hiya, Brendan.
His frequent appearances on television made his work both popular and accessible to a wide audience.
Brendan, do you want to say anything?
And included this appearance on The Late Late Show when he was called on to provide words of comfort for a bereaved mother.
Though we live in a world that dreams of ending, that always seems about to give in, something that will not acknowledge conclusion insists that we forever begin. Begin.
The world of Irish poetry is also mourning Máire Wakanchi, regarded as one of the most important Irish language poets of the last century.
She brought a woman's voice, and a very unashamed woman's voice, and she brought sexuality into the Irish language and into contemporary Irish poetry.
First published in 1956, she was a scholar, a diplomat and a hugely influential writer, her work drawing on her great love for the Gaeltacht and the Irish language. Ireland Today lost two of its most popular poets, their words appreciated by generations.
Now, I don't know if any of you remember that part in the middle there where the RTE reporter noted that Brendan Kennelly had been called upon by Gay Byrne during an appearance on The Late Late Show to share some words with a bereaved mother. I actually remember that moment, and it really has stuck with me over the years. You might recall that there were often competitions on The Late Late Show where you'd put an answer to like a usually very simple question on a postcard, and you'd head off to the post office or the post box and send it away. And then the following weekend, you know, they would draw live on air a postcard and the winner would be called. So on that occasion, when Gay Byrne called the winner of a particular competition with the intention of giving her some good news about winning the prize, and I think it might have been a car, the poor woman, very sadly, when she answered the phone, she sounded a bit downbeat. Gay Byrne was pretty quick to pick up on, that she wasn't delighted to hear from him. And so, he asked her, She said to him that her son had just been killed in a car crash a day or so before. And I think, you know, Gay Byrne, the panel, the audience in the studio and at home, like, we were all so shocked and so full of empathy for that woman in that moment. So Gay Byrne invited Brendan Kennelly, who was on the panel, he just happened to be there, to say a few words, which you heard. And I just felt it was a very powerful moment, and it has stayed with me for many years. I suppose we don't know whether those words did indeed bring any comfort to that woman, to that mother, but I'm hoping that somehow it did. Poetry, music and literature and all of the arts are such an important outlet and expression of human emotion and of life. And both Brendan Kennelly and Máire Bhfáinchí will be missed and mourned, not only by their family, loved ones and friends, but by all those who enjoyed and were challenged by their words and their life's work. Well, that's about all we've got time for on today's show. I do hope you'll get to enjoy a long weekend for Labour Day here in New Zealand. Or if you're working in a job where you have to work on public holidays, first of all, thank you for keeping all those services up and running for the rest of us, like hospitality, retail, health, police, among many others, I'm sure. I do hope that you get an extra day off sometime soon. We will end today's show with some more music. It's been a rather downbeat show this week, I'm afraid. So let's go for something a little bit more upbeat to cheer us up. And one song that always cheers me right up is the Joyce Country Cayley Band by the Saw Doctors. Thank you again for listening to Capital Irish on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM. We'd love to have you back again next week. So now's your chance. Push aside any furniture that's likely to get in your way while you dance around the kitchen to the Saw Doctors. Slán go fóill. You've been listening to Capital Irish on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM, thanks to the generosity of our sponsors. We couldn't be here without them. Our sponsors are Wellington Irish Trust, Susie and Peter McGuinness, and the Hutt Valley Irish Society. A very big thank you from all of us on the Capital Irish team.
That program was brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard.
Thanks, New Zealand On Air, for funding accessmedia.nz.